Today on Press TV, Iraqi intelligence sources say thousands of gunmen are massing along the Saudi border to infiltrate into the country. The Dhiqar Security Committee says the gunmen are equipped with sophisticated weapons. The Iraqi army continues to fight back Takfiri militants who have reportedly captured a fourth town, Rutba. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution blames Western powers, particularly the US, for the deadly militancy in Iraq. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the West is seeking to undermine the Iraqi nation's democracy. The leader voiced Tehran's strong opposition to any U.S. intervention in Iraq's internal affairs. Meanwhile, Iraq has slammed ISIL militants over numerous rights violations, including execution of 480 prisoners in Nineveh. Human Rights Minister Mohammed al-Sudani says the terrorists killed 14 clerics who refused allegiance in Mosul. He also accused the group of kidnapping hundreds of unarmed Iraqis. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged Washington's full military and financial support for Egypt's new government. Kerry made the remarks during a press conference in Cairo. He's the highest-ranking American official to visit Egypt since former Army Chief Abdel Fattah Sisi was elected president. Iran has voiced concern over the death penalty handed to members of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Foreign Ministry spokesman Marzi Aflam says the ruling contradicts Egypt's ancient civilization. Senior Brotherhood leader Mohammed Badi is among 183 Brotherhood members who have received the death penalty. Russia says it fully backs a peace plan announced by Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko to end the conflict in the country's eastern regions. President Putin reiterated the need for talks between Kiev and representatives from the troubled eastern regions. Kiev accuses Moscow of fueling tensions in the east. Far-right protesters attack a Russian bank and clash with police in Ukraine's capital Kiev. The protest was organized by the radical group Social National Assembly of Ukraine. The far-right protesters say they are responding to what they say was a formation of a separatist territory inside Kiev.